The legislation that created the Constitution, as we know it today, know and love it today, it's actually pretty new. So if people don't know about Constitution Day, that's, you know, nothing to get upset about. It's what we know today came about in 2005. And some of your listeners who are very political might remember Robert Byrd from West Virginia. He was a senator for, like, I don't know, 125 years, it seemed like, or something like that. He was called Mr. Constitution. And so he put this legislation together and said just any school and other entities that get federal money, right, and you'd like federal money, have to recognize the Constitution in some way. So, you know, how does that look exactly? Well, that's kind of up to us. So here's what we're doing in Aberdeen. Our friends in the Exchange Club will put out their American flag. So if you drive around Aberdeen on the 17th, you'll see all these flags around town. There'll be a couple hundred of them, right? And it's not, oh, my God, did I forget to vote today? No, it's for Constitution Day. Then on campus itself, we'll be doing some tabling, as people say, in the Student Center. So we'll have the League of Women Voters registering folks there, and we'll have some people from the Department of Defense talking about serving in our military, perhaps signing up people to do so. The campus Republicans and the campus Democrats will be there. A couple folks will be wearing Statue of Liberty outfits and Uncle Sam outfits and passing around pocket constitutions and fun facts of the Constitution. Our friends over in the Dakota Prairie Museum will have an exhibit on campus. Our friends over in the music department are going to regale us something American or constitutional or something like that. I bet you if you go down to the Den, which is where the cafeteria there in the Student Center, you can have something like red, white, and blue cupcakes or something like that. There'll be a presentation, a speech given by Professor John Schopp in political science, and he'll have a First Amendment address to make there at noon o'clock in the round room there in our university library. So, and then, you know, folks will be decorating themselves, their dorm room, their office, things like that. So we have, you know, a bit, right? We have a bit.